This is Market You First.
Market You First.
It's time to learn to sell what you bring to the table, not what you're selling. This is Market You First. This is your host, Wes Wyatt.
Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Saturday morning here in Ohio. I just wanted to touch base with you for a couple reasons. One, I have had major lapses in time between these podcasts, and I want to make sure that regardless of preparation or, you know, whatever the case may be that causes you to go through and procrastinate, that I don't do that and that I give you ideas and thoughts to go on, even if it is not, like I said, completely perfect and ready to go. I just want to make sure that I have information coming out to you. So that's going to be the first thing, is going through and making sure that you just do it. I've talked about being a shoeless cobbler, you know, somebody that, you know, makes shoes for other people but doesn't have shoes for themselves. I'm not going to be doing that anymore. So in my client life, I am on the beginning of almost 500 podcast episodes for my clients. So one of my clients, 243, every week, not ever having missed a week once in a row. And then another client, over 200, and I think 202. And so, same thing, you know, we do that particular one, what we'll call in the can. And what I mean by that is we'll go through and do several different podcasts at once and then put them out later, because both of us are, you know, very busy, and it comes out on a Friday. So because of that, and by the way, that's Building Wins. My other one is client warehouse safety tips for Mighty Line. And so, you know, Randy Chafee and I do all sorts of different things together, you know, of which, you know, we're going to be writing books you know, with our Building Wins, and with Ben Gay the Third, our buddy, pal, mentor, you know, part of the Closer series. We're going to be doing some trade show work for him. And then, you know, I'm doing my own. So there's a lot of stuff, you know, a lot of balls in the air. So that's the reason why we do those pre-canned, you know, pre-recorded ones, you know, and put them out later. But for warehouse safety tips, you know, that one, it's also not, you know, quote unquote live, but it's done the same week generally that it is put out. So, you know, I'm doing that for clients, but haven't been doing that for myself. So what I want to let you know is, you know, the best way that I have found, and I don't even know if I've said this in previous podcasts. If I have, then, you know, I'll just, you know, kind of hammer home the idea. But I'm going to start treating myself like a client, where I get my stuff in as well, because I think that's the differentiator. Is that right? The thing that makes a difference, we'll just say that, between what I do and what I don't do. So I'm always going to put my clients first. So I figured if I make myself a client, I'll get my stuff in too. So what I want to talk to you about is a couple different things this week, and or this episode. There may be another one, you know, very, very quickly. But two things. One is going through and kind of defining your brand. You know, what is it that you're going to bring to the table for these different industries? So, you know, I'm not talking about the company you represent. I'm not talking about going through and doing, you know, talk about a product, a service, your company, again, whatever that case may be, whatever that product or service or whatever it is, but actually going through and defining what it is that you are going to bring to the table with it. And what I mean by that is this, and I apologize for the bings and bongs coming through. That's coming through on my computer. But the challenge that I was given one time was to give myself an elevator speech with 10 words or less of what I do. Now, that is a rough one, guys. I mean, that one will get you. And I don't know if this is still 10. Let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Okay, so I've actually changed this around a bit. So I'm actually at 11 now, but prior to changing it, it was right at 10. And what it is I coach clients to market themselves, not their products or company. I think it used to read, I help people sell themselves, not what they sell, or something of that nature. And so, you know, when you're going through and figuring out what it is that you do, you have to say, okay, you know, everyone is talking about, say, AI as an example. So what can you talk about that is going to be something just a little different, your take, you know, as opposed to say, pushing, I don't think ChatGPT has got an affiliate program yet, but if let's assume that they did. Everything that you talked about was ChatGPT. As opposed to doing that, let's say that in my case, I have WesWyatt.com. If I told people at the end of every single thing that I said about AI, go to WesWyatt.com and check out my latest XYZ, whatever that may be. That is what you want to do. You don't want to say, you know, go and check out ChatGPT, because ChatGPT is doing just fine, guys. They don't need your help. They're going to be just fine. But you are going to be fine in the sense that, let's say that you push ChatGPT until the end of time, and at some point, ChatGPT goes down, and that was your whole persona. Then you're starting back off at ground zero. The other thing is that ChatGPT isn't going to say, hey, you know, Wes has been sending us all sorts of kudos. Let's send them a few people that'll make them money. That doesn't exist. Okay, so you got to realize that when things go down, let's talk about rented space for a second. That's your Facebooks, your Twitters, or X, LinkedIn, Pinterest, all the different things that are out there, Instagram, that people depend on. And when they get kicked off, or when something happens and they lose that entire base, you want to make sure that you're doing things on a basis where you are getting the leads to where you have their email address, you have a text, you have something that is in a non-rented space area in the form of either an email list, something, okay, to where you can keep talking to those people even if the other thing goes down. But you always want to market you first. So you don't want to be in a situation where, again, you're talking about ChatGPT. You want to talk about what you bring to the table and then send them to your site. You get the lead. You can talk to them, you know, on and on and on. So that's the first thing. The second thing is I'm in multi-level marketing. And as you may or may not know about that industry, if you don't know, it's a good thing, because you're starting completely fresh. You got no bad habits. You got no, preformed ideas, whatever the case may be. And I'm going to not use any names, because, you know, there's companies out there that are still out there that have a very, very, very bad, you know, connotation of, you know, how they're going to behave. And the reason why is because that industry is very car salesman-ish, because it gets bad people in it. It's not the opportunity, guys. The opportunity is rock solid. And it's rock solid for a numerous amount of reasons. One of the biggest reasons of which is, you know, people will say, you know, oh, you're in one of those things, like a pyramid scheme, okay? I have a very, very sad thing to report to you, and that sad thing is that you probably, in some way, shape, or form, are also in a pyramid scheme. And what I mean by that is this. You know, a buddy of mine, Robert Blakely, the Blakester, if you will, put out something the other day, and he was talking about your pyramid versus my pyramid. And it was showing a corporate structure where the CEO is at the top, a president's below them, there's vice presidents below them, middle management below them, team leaders and supervisors below those people, and then the employees, you know. And as you can imagine, there's only one CEO, probably. sometimes they're shared, you know, CEO type things, you know, partners or whatever the case may be. And there might be more than one president, you know, and vice presidents and whatnot, so far as companies are concerned, and middle management and all that, you know, there's lots of managers. But if you start to draw that into a diagram, you are going to see that you're in a pyramid. Okay, now it's not a pyramid scheme, and neither is multi-level marketing, guys. Multi-level marketing it forms a pyramid just like the corporate stuff does, but a true pyramid scheme is where you're putting in money and not getting anything out. You're essentially feeding a situation where you put money in and then you get people to put money in and they get money put in. And then at some point it's supposed to, you know, feed money back up to the top. But there's always going to be people that lose. You know, you can find out, like, you know, Bernie Madoff or, you know, some of the most, you know, notorious pyramid schemes you'll hear about. But that's not what this is. What this is no different than getting into real estate or cutting hair, getting a license to cut hair, or being a real estate or a insurance salesman. Okay, so those three things, you know, you have to go get a license by the state to be able to do them, at least legally. I guess you could cut hair in your house without one. But so far as selling insurance and real estate and all that stuff, you have to have a real estate license. You have to have an insurance license. And so do you think that there are people that get those jobs and then go out and get their license that never sell a house, that never sell one policy for insurance, that never cut a head of hair? And the answer is absolutely yes. As a matter of fact, the numbers would probably blow your mind, you know, as to how many people get into those industries and either never do anything whatsoever, or they get into it and they just fall on their face because they cannot make it happen. Well, the same exact thing happens in multi-level marketing. Okay. I think one of the reasons it's got such a bad connotation is, in addition, you don't need to have a license, okay? That's one thing, but you do have to have self-control. And what I mean by that is you don't have a boss, okay? You are the CEO, all right? You're the CEO of your own company. You buy it. You decide who you want to talk to and not talk to. You decide what you want to do every day. And for most people, that's a death nail, okay? That's something that they say they want it. They want that freedom, but they really don't, okay? Even at your job, if you didn't have a boss coming around, or, you know, people looking as they walk by, you'd see people camped out on their phones. You'd see people, you know, talking to their buddies and all that kind of stuff. It takes a boss, you know, walking around kind of cracking a whip to keep most people in check, okay? So if you are in those industries, you are essentially looked at as, oh, they're in one of those things, because they probably had a you know, person come up. And I always say to people that the worst thing something can happen is marketers get involved. And the reason why is because marketers screw up everything. They'll come in, they'll say that a product will cure this, it'll stop that, it'll, you know, do whatever, and anything they can to get someone in. Well, the people that are doing it in a real non-slimy way, where they're not lying, they're not, you know, making claims, they're not flashing checks, they're not doing all that stuff, it then makes it look bad for them, because you got these other people that are, you know, saying these bad things. Now something else happens, and I call it the play situation, okay, the theater situation. And what I mean by that is the same people are always on the stage, but the audience changes all the time. And what happens in multi-level marketing is, let's say I get in and I'm at the top of the heap, and then I bring in someone else who's at the top of the heap. Now I might be on the stage first, and then as time goes on, they're on the stage with me, okay? Then they bring in somebody who is at the top of the stage, or the top of the company, and they're on the stage, okay? Well, as those people bring in other people, the chances of me not being on that stage is going to be pretty slim, because I'm essentially bringing in people who are bringing people who are bringing people. So the people that are on the stage most of the time don't change, because they were the ones that went out there and built it originally. Maybe the same thing in a corporate setting. You know, the CEOs, the presidents and the vice presidents probably don't change a lot either. You know, it's probably more middle management, team leaders, supervisors, and employees that change the audience, if you will, if you want to compare them to the multi-level marketing. So the reason I bring up multi-level marketing is, don't go out and just because a company tells you, you know, make a list of 100 and all the different things that they tell you, if that fits you, great, do it. I mean, do it and follow the rules and the ideals, you know, literally piece by piece, and that's fine. But what I would tell you to do that would be even an even better idea is find the part of the business that applies the most to you and make it your passion, your drive. So as an example, if you're in a nutraceutical, instead of talking about the nutraceutical name, the nutraceutical company, you know, the nutraceutical convention and all the things that people talk about, you know, where it's company, 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 product, 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 you know, convention, 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 talk about the things that it's doing for you. And at the same time, talk about, oh, and by the way, you know, I could go to a GNC or Walmart or Amazon and buy this, but when I do that, it doesn't make me money. Okay, by sharing these feelings that I'm having, if someone decides that they want to have that feeling as well and jump on my team and help me and have me help them build not only a business in this multi-level marketing company, but by the way, this stuff will work, you know, daily on social media and whatnot as well to build your own brand, then, you know, they're going to be very interested in that. Okay. Whereas they might not be as interested in building someone else's business. They get to build their own business and their own ideal of that, as opposed to talking company, 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 product, product, product. Okay. So find that market you first on everything that you're doing. It doesn't matter if it's multi-level marketing, the before mentioned insurance, real estate, haircutting, all the other niches that are out there. Find whatever it is that you bring to the table and go absolutely kooky with that. If you do that, you're going to be just beyond, because that is what's going to differentiate you from everyone else. Okay. And you don't want to be everybody else. All right. That there's no profit to be made if you're with everybody else. Okay. You have to be somehow or another the standout. Okay. And if we loop back to that multi-level marketing, talk, yeah, those people on stage don't change a lot, but the reason they don't change is because, regardless of, I guess, regardless of their activity, they're still, unless they just absolutely do something just crazy, they're probably going to be able to keep at least a pretty solid notoriety by just having the people underneath them doing what they're doing. Okay. They probably aren't going to need to do a great deal at some point. They couldn't stop it if they wanted to, but the company is probably not going to bring somebody up that's not out there, you know, with what's the word I'm looking for? The esprit de corps, you know, the rah, 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 you know, the I'm so happy to be here. If at some point that there may be people, and believe me, there are people, I'll give you a great example. You know who Michael Jordan is, you know who Michael Jordan's coaches are probably, but you probably don't know the names of who their coaches were or who their, you know, the people that were talking to them behind the scenes. So there's somebody that's making far more money than Michael Jordan. Okay. But, you know, so the reason I mention that is if you are you know, someone that is making just a kajillion dollars in the background of something, that's great. But if you're also just, you know, I mean, just, you know, enthusiasm and you know, they say that if you light yourself on fire with enthusiasm, people will come from miles to watch you burn. That's the person that the people want to see on stage. So, if you're also making money and you're that person, of course, they're going to keep putting you out there, especially if you're willing to do it. You know, so, and those people do it because, yeah, they do love the company. They love the products. They love all that stuff. But at the end of the day, guys, they love the idea that every time they go out there, they know they're going to build and build and build and keep that train running. So that stuff doesn't matter nearly as much as, you know, at the most simplest of terms, at least in the kind of like binary, MLM that I'm in, you plus two is all you really need to worry about. Okay. You have someone on your right, you have someone on your left, and that's all you really need to figure out in the beginning. Okay. It's not all the, you know, eight different ways to get paid and all that kind of stuff. What you really want to know about and what you want to focus on is you plus two. Okay. It's you taking the product and going out there and sharing it with two people who then do the exact same thing. And if you can master that particular process and you can figure out a way to simplify that for yourself, where you have a rock solid way that you go through and do stuff, then you're going to find that if you focus on the U plus two concept, you're going to be able to just absolutely kill it. You will not be one of the, you know, 99.9% of the people that don't make it in an industry, by the way, that probably has more millionaires than sports and music and all sorts of different things. Okay. There's people out there that are selling products and using products and, you know, bringing in, customers, distributors and all the like that you have never heard of, that are, you know, making more money than they know what to do with. Okay. So just know that, you know, that there for, you know, every, you know, quote unquote Michael Jordan that's out there, there is a Susie Homemaker and a Bob, you know, whatever his name is, that is just absolutely killing it. And you don't even know their name. Okay. You wouldn't know them if you bumped into them, but they live in a, you know, mansion and probably mansions, and, you know, they're living life and loving it, and they're doing it because they've figured it out, okay? But the thing is that there are those, you know, they're the you know, 0.01% of the people, you know, that are out there doing it. There's a lot of other people that got in it and said, oh, that doesn't work, or, oh, my friend was in one of those, or whatever the case may be. But once you find the way to go through and, again, market you first, you're going to find that it is absolutely positively the way to go. So anyway, guys, that was extremely long-winded, much longer than I normally go. But I just, it was kind of on my mind. I was thinking about it, and I want you to think about it as well, because there's a lot of success in figuring out a way to market you first. So I hope you guys have an absolutely great day. I hope that you're out there just swinging at the fences, that you're taking initials because you don't have time to take names, and most importantly, that you have a dynamite day. I'll see you later, guys. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Market You First podcast. You are the most important thing you can sell. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. And we'll be back soon. But to find the show notes and everything about the Market You First podcast, visit marketyoufirst.com. On behalf of your host, Wes Wyatt, and the whole Market You First team, have a dynamite day.